With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another day of wild, potentially dangerous weather is in store for the South.
Thunderstorms with a chance of tornadoes are forecast today following yesterday's severe weather in the Gulf and Deep South. That's the sound of huge balls of hail hitting Texas yesterday, captured by Chad Casey. There were also water rescues from flash flooding. National Weather Service meteorologist Ashton Robinson.
We have a moderate risk of flash flood potential from Louisiana through southern Alabama in advance of the storms that are going to be moving through.
Some Louisiana schools, courts, and state buildings announcing closures due to the weather. I'm Julie Walker.
The latest inflation report sparking a Wall Street sell-off. The Consumer Price Index has prices rising 0.4%. From February to March, prices 3.8% higher than 1 year ago. Cost of car insurance, gasoline, and shelter played a major role in last month's price hikes. 5 months in jail, the sentence for former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg. The 76-year-old Weisselberg pleaded guilty to perjury for lying under oath during testimony in a lawsuit brought against Donald Trump by the New York Attorney General. Also at SRNNews.com, a rift between the U.S. and Israel is growing wider as President Biden criticizes Prime Minister Netanyahu's conduct of the Gaza War. Mr. Biden tells Univision, quote, "What he's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his approach." And Biden is again demanding that Israel agree to a ceasefire, the pause that Israel says would only give Hamas a chance to regroup. And watching Wall Street following this morning's inflation report, the Dow is down 318 points for a loss of almost 1%. The Nasdaq is off 116 and the S&P trading 35 points lower. This is SRN News. A new poll on fasting.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that a little more than one in five Americans fast for religious reasons on a regular basis. Muslims are the group most likely to go without eating as part of their faith. 80% say they do so during the month of Ramadan. 49% of Jewish Americans fast regularly, as do 40% of Catholics. The Pew study finds that about 16% of evangelical Christians fast. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than 250 Holocaust survivors have joined an international initiative sharing their stories of loss and survival with students around the globe during a time of rising anti-Semitism. The Survivors Speakers Bureau was launched by the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. In the U.S. and Germany, educational institutions can invite survivors to personally speak in classrooms and university lecture halls. This is SRN News. The Pentagon looking to take aerial warfare to the next level.
The Air Force is betting a large part of its future air warfare on a fleet of more than 1,000 autonomously operated drones. The service has been tight-lipped on what the fleet of drones will look like in size or platform, whether they will be full-size warplanes or something smaller. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall told senators at a hearing on the service's 2025 budget that he will enter the cockpit of one of the F-16s that the service has converted for drone flight to see for himself how the AI-controlled plane performs in the air. A pilot will join him to monitor. I'm Norman Hall.
Just 3 months after the last increase, the post office wants to hike the cost of a first-class stamp once again. If approved, the price of a stamp will be going from 68 to 73 cents. The increase would take effect on the 14th of July. More details at SRNNews.com.